15 and a half before 6. We cannot wait to get to Jason Kanz to the best 5 minutes of the day, so we're going to start early. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is your Wordle streak at?
344.
Wow, that's good. Mine ended at 37 yesterday.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough when you hit that loss like that.
We can talk about the word because the day is over.
Yep.
So there's a certain... I've listened to you. I'm not blaming you. I've listened.
Sure.
I mean, what, you know, what would it help? I mean, but there's a certain word. I don't know. You use rates, right? To start off.
Yep.
So I've done that. There's a second and third word. I followed that. But even through, and right from the get-go, I knew a couple of the letters yesterday. Through four, though, I knew I was in trouble because I knew four of the letters, but I didn't know the correct spot for any of them.
Sure.
So number five, I got two of them. And was it S and something else? And then I guessed surge, and that was not the word, was it?
I don't remember what the word was, but right.
See,
no, it was not surge.
When it stumps you, you remember it. So it was serum.
Serum, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I think I took until 5 yesterday to get it. And, you know, and sometimes as you're getting down to those last couple of guesses, it's like, oh, boy, there could be multiple possibilities here. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. With your streak as big as yours, I mean, this is beyond Yertle the Turtle building up to the sky. I mean, if you're almost close to a year now, you know that?
Yeah, that's what's in view at this point. And mm-hmm. Yesterday I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to make a year. And, I'm, 20 days away, something like that, 21 days away from hitting a year.
How many times have you gotten to 6?
Boy, how many times have I gotten to 6? Not very often.
Yeah.
53 times I got to 6 out of the 812 times I've played.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But, I mean, with the streak on the line, getting to 6 is a little bit of concern.
Dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. For sure.
Okay. Well, there we go. A little Wordle counseling this morning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got days like
we're going to keep playing.
You get days like today where you go, well, that's easy. And then I start to get a little bit cocky. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get humbled by the game. Or I do.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's true.
And, you know, we should just, with some things, you know, it's just amazing. All the times we've talked in the radio, just thinking of topics we haven't covered. But it's like I just acknowledge, like, you're smarter than me. I mean, there's no, you know, and so.
Well, yeah. So when it comes to things like trivia, I think you're better than I am.
Yeah.
You know, your knowledge of
sports
certain
trivia.
Facts are there. So, yeah.
Sports trivia,
well,
yeah.
Certainly sports trivia.
Yeah, I guess knowing where Bible verses are, different things like that. But, you know, I think what it is as friends, you just, you know, accept and embrace and try not to compete. But you can even be competitive in your marriage, right? I mean, something to be kind of aware of and try to kind of squelch that down.
You know, it's interesting. Heather is not a competitive person at all.
Mm.
And when we were first dating, she wanted to play racquetball. And, you know, I'm just like drilling it off the wall. And mm-hmm. she's like lobbing them. And we realized at that point we can't ever play sports together.
Yeah.
Because I want to win. And she just wanted to be together. And she probably had the healthier approach. But
now, I would say this, that Peggy is a competitive person. However,
I can see that. Yeah.
However, she... We have not done a lot of racket sports or anything, but I mean, she remembers early, probably in the dating time, playing tennis. That she basically would describe it that I was trying to be competitive in this. She just wanted to hit the ball.
You don't want any of that, huh?
Yeah, right. So, we continue to live and learn in this what is often a beautiful but a sorry and a sad world. So,
right.
Speaking of sad, that's actually the first word in. Your thoughts on 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through to 19. What is it today?
It says, but tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying that there will be no resurrection from the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless and your faith is useless. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the grave, but that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world.
Huh. All right, and in Letters to the Beloved, you say, sadly, despite evidence to the contrary, many people deny my son's resurrection, but salvation does not come by being a nice person. You have been made right with me because of Christ's finished work on the cross and for no other reason. If Jesus is still in the ground, all the preaching in the world is pointless. You may as well throw in the towel and play golf for a few years you have left. If Jesus was not raised, neither are you. It would be pitiful if your passionate living for my son were only for your few decades upon the earth. If Jesus were not resurrected, you'd be better off living for yourself. Final thought.
Yeah, that's kind of a convicting thing. You know, I think as Christians, we are definitely called to keep the future in mind and to live for now. And so that question that comes to me is, what does it look like to live a resurrection life as someone who's been given a new life? And so I think for me that is the idea of trying to remember that and pinning our hopes on that is really important.
Yeah, it's not just for this life, but for the life to come. But, you know, I think the longer, especially, I don't know, I find myself longing for that new heaven and new earth even more recently,
yeah.
You know?
So. Absolutely. Yeah, as we see more difficulty in yeah. the world, that hope becomes stronger.
Those birth pangs. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, you bet.
Our buddy Jason Kanz here on WWIV, the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, Caleb, I heard you just a little bit ago talking about Single Mom Saturday, and while it officially kicks off Saturday and runs through next Friday, I believe, in terms of our trying to match and exceed our generous sponsors, I was thinking the other day because a friend talked about, and it made me think in advance. I've been meaning to talk to you about this even off the air, but let's bring it on the air. But just the car, just something as basic and American as having a car. And I think if you're a single mom and you think about the money being stretched, I mean, just in terms of, you know, occupationally and caring for the kids, and maybe there's childcare involved, and then it's like you're probably going to have a high mileage vehicle. Now, I talked with a friend, and this friend was fortunate enough to be able to say, hey, you know, my vehicle was beyond 200,000 miles, but got a new car, you know, not brand new, but newer, and traded that in and moved on and moved up. But it made me think, as some of these Single Mom Saturday ads have been starting to run, like, a lot of people can't do that.
Exactly. And again, this is our third year of doing this, and so many different situations. But I think what I come back to again and again, one of those common threads in talking to so many of these moms is how alone they feel. And how it feels like it's them against the world as they're trying to wrap their arms around their children and protect them and provide for them and trying to do the work of two. And so, again, what happens, you know, everybody has stresses and things that they go through in life, but what happens when something unexpected, like a vehicle repair, happens when you don't have any help, when you don't have anybody standing along with you? And so that's kind of the heart behind this is we know, again, single parent families, oftentimes unexpected vehicle repairs, unexpected medical costs are what can absolutely sink and drain a family financially. And so we're hoping that we can come alongside this again to help with that, as you mentioned, about those high mileage vehicles, which again has pretty much been the case most of the time with these moms that we've met each year, not all the time, but most of the time. Man, I know driving high mileage vehicles throughout my life, how expensive things have gotten now to repair them and just keep them on the road. And if you don't have a vehicle that works, you can't work. You can't get to the grocery store. I mean, there's just, you kind of need a vehicle, especially in rural Wisconsin.
Right, right. And so anyhow, that was just a thought that I'd had that was making me. And so hopefully people will think it's not just, you know, just ponder this, even as we're mentioning it. I mean, in terms of, yeah, if you can give a gift early, that'd be great. It's great to get a head start, right?
It would be great.
It would be great. And it would be encouraging. And so if you can do that, but at least, you know, be thinking about that. Be thinking, you know, how have I been blessed? How have we been blessed? And how can we bless others who may be less fortunate, and these 10 single moms. And again, it's not that we don't care. We love single dads. We reach out to them. We've had them on the radio sharing their stories. But you got to help somewhere. You got to be focused in your help. And so this is what we've done, and it's what we're doing again this year, single moms.
If you are able to give a single mom Saturday early gift, WWIB.com/singlemomsaturday. If nothing else, would you be thinking about this? Would you be praying about this? My goal and my prayer for this campaign, this one-week campaign, is that no one would hear it and be unmoved, whether you can help financially or not. But we all can pray, can't we? Mm-hmm. And join us in praying again for this year's moms, that the gospel would go out, and for those who know the Lord, that they would be reminded of his goodness in the gospel. And for those who don't know the Lord, that they would just see the hope of Jesus Christ. That's why we do this.
Former President Trump speaking in Green Bay yesterday.
We have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate. I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe, so that we can discuss in a friendly manner the real problems of our country, of which there are many, instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight your battles for you.
What do you say we play Wordle this morning? Wibertle for a chance to win some Micon movie tickets.
How about that? So we just heard about that Flip the Script, that wonderful event coming to Jacob's Well. And I feel like we're flipping the script because it has been a while since we've had a real Win It Wednesday. But let's do this. Let's give somebody two free Micon Cinemas movie passes. Always great films playing at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And if you can solve our Wordle word of the day, you will win. And also, let me just throw out here real quick, just as a preamble, join the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group if you haven't, because there could be one final chance to win. You know what? Yeah. Anyway. We are messengers tickets. There may be
okay,
one final chance to win a pair of those. So I was just realizing I have it scheduled on the wrong page. It's all right. Join the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. We'll get it there.
All right. Very good. And why aren't you a member already? So please become one. All right. Hey, so there's five letters in this word. Go ahead and call in and guess a letter at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We'll tell you if it's in there. If you get a correct letter, we'll tell you where it's at, and you get to guess again. You can only guess the word once, though. If you get that wrong, you're done.
All right, so 715-723-2555, 723-2555. There are 26 options on the board. You pick a letter, and we tell you if it's in the word or not. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from today on this Win It Wednesday?
From Wausau.
All right, Tammy from Wausau, and go ahead and pick a letter.
I'm going to guess an E.
An E. Is there an E? There's not. Call us back, Tammy. You're still in the game. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Virgil, calling from Whitehall.
Virgil from Whitehall. Good to hear from you. Pick a letter, my friend.
Yes. A T is what I'm thinking.
Is there a T in there, Halvo?
There's not.
Not a T. So E and T off the board. Call us back, Virgil, 715-723-2555.
Good to guess an E because you got a vowel. There's four of those remaining. And a T, a very common used letter, but not in this word.
Again, five-letter word. And you can keep guessing. If you get an incorrect letter, you can call back and guess again. It's just you get one try at the word itself. If you get a correct letter, as Halville said, you can keep on guessing live on the air, 715-723-2555.
Yes.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is JoJo from Jump River.
Hey, JoJo, what do you think?
Is it an O?
Is there an O in there, Halvo?
We are now 0 for 3.
Thank you, JoJo. No O for JoJo.
How about the Brewers? 4-0, though.
Right?
Wow.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
All right, Virgil.
Virgil, go ahead. Guess again.
A.
Is there an A in there, Halvo?
There's got to be a vowel, but it's not A.
Sorry, Virgil, call us back. But yeah, we're eliminating some of the vowels, which probably will help people in the long run.
Yeah, there's no A, E, O, there's no T. What is in this word?
Wibertle is the game. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton, Triple Falls.
What do you think, Clayton?
S.
Is there an S? S is in Sam?
There is an S.
Well done, Clayton. You have the first letter off the board. So, Clayton, there's an S. Do we tell them what position it's in?
Yeah, we do.
All right. So, that is the first letter. So, Clayton, S is in there. It is the first letter of this five-letter word. Go ahead. Guess again.
I.
Is there an I in there?
There is.
Clayton, you are 2 for 2. I is
the middle letter.
Yeah, the middle one. All right. So, S blank I. What do you think, Clayton?
H.
H. Is there an H?
I missed that one.
No H. So, Clayton, here's the decision. Do you want to try to guess the remaining 60% of this word, or do you want to hang up and try again?
Hang up.
All right. Good man. That probably was the smart call.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still a little tough at this point.
What could it be? S blank I blank blank.
I think we only have room for one more caller this
right.
hour, so let's pick this line. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy. Go ahead.
An N.
Is there an N in this word?
There's not.
No N. But we have, again, 40% of the word figured out.
Yep.
And so maybe at 8:15-ish, we will get this solved and send someone to the movies at Mycon Cinemas.
Round two of Wib Ertl on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show.
715-396. Nope, that's the text line. Yeah. Call in live, 715-723-2555. You can tell it's been a bit since we've done these Win It Wednesdays.
Since February.
Let's give you a chance to go see a movie of your choice at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. So again, five-letter word for Wib Ertl. We have two of the five letters in place so far. You can call in at 715-723-2555 and guess a letter. If you get a letter correct, you may guess another letter. If you get a letter incorrect, you have a choice. Hang up and try and get back through or try and guess the word. The caveat, you get one shot at the word. One shot at the word and you either get it or you're out of the game. So use that one shot at the word wisely. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. And Halvo, where are we at so far, again, with those two of the five letters?
We know that S is the first letter, I is the middle letter, and these letters we know are not in the word. A, E, H, N, O, and T are not in this five-letter word.
All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Vicky, it sounds like you still don't have your voice back.
Oh, it's coming, going.
All right, well, go ahead and give us a guess.
L.
Is there an L in this word?
There is.
There is a word. I was too quick on the buzzer.
It's the last letter.
Oh, goodness. All right, again, it's
our apologies, Vicky. It's the last letter.
Yes. All right, so L is the last letter. Go ahead, guess again, Vicky.
Wow, that's not where I was expecting it.
Go ahead.
Wow. Let's go with C.
C. Is there a C?
There is not.
We do not see one in that word. Thank you, Vicky. Try again. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
All right, Virgil. We've got 60% of this letter solved. This word solved.
Is there a P?
Is there a P in there?
There is no P.
There is no P. Would you like to take a guess at the word? Again, you only get one shot at that, but I have to at least give you the opportunity. Do you want to take a guess at the word? You don't have to, because again, you're out of the game if you don't get it. Oh, he's already gone.
He's already gone. We could wait a long time.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brenda Peterson from Cadott.
Hey, Brenda from Cadott. Go ahead and guess a letter.
P?
Is there a P?
That was just guess.
So go ahead and guess another letter.
K?
Is there a K in there?
There's not.
All right. Call us back, 715-723-2555, unless you want to guess the word. 715-723-2555.
It's S blank I blank L.
S blank I blank L. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
And go ahead. What do you think? Guess a letter first.
Is there a W?
Is there a W?
There is.
There is indeed. And where is that in the word, Halvo?
The second letter.
Second letter. All right. And give us your name one more time. I'm sorry.
Jenny
from Chippewa Falls. All right, Jenny from Chippewa Falls. One more letter to try to figure out here. So guess the letter, and then whether you get it right or wrong, you're going to get a chance to guess the word if you would like. Go ahead and guess a letter, Jenny.
Is it R?
Is there an R in there? There
indeed.
Is indeed. Jenny, what's that word?
Swirl.
You're a winner.
You're a winner, Jenny.
Congratulations. You're going to the movies.
You're a winner.
Well done. Yes, our word today, Apple.
You're a winner.
Swirl.
Swirl. Jenny from Chippewa Falls. Have you won Wib Ertl before? I feel like you might be a first-time winner.
No, first time.
First time. All right. Well, so glad to have you on the Wib Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. Hang on the line, and we'll let you know how to pick up your prizes. from Micon Cinemas. You'll go see a movie of your choice at Micon in Chippewa Falls or Eau Claire. We were a little rusty. I was a little rusty at the game, Alvo. But you know what? I'll try not to buzz anyone falsely next time.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, Caleb, when the total solar eclipse on April 8th blankets portions of North America in shadow, NASA plans to carry out an unusual operation under the cover of that momentary darkness.
Yes, they are launching not one, not two, but three rockets
straight into the dimmed skies in hopes of understanding just how the celestial event affects our atmosphere.
So this is interesting. The so-called sounding rockets will be launched 45 minutes before, during, and 45 minutes after the eclipse to collect data on the disturbances caused to particles in an upper level of the atmosphere called the ionosphere by a total eclipse.
Yeah, solar eclipse puts the ionosphere through extreme changes in just a matter of minutes. The region, which extends about 50 to 300 miles above the Earth's surface, goes from being warm and bombarded with ultraviolet radiation to being abruptly deprived of that energy, only to be slammed with it moments later after it's all over again.
To some degree, that process mirrors what happens between the change from day to night, but with an eclipse, that cycle is drastically accelerated, creating waves that can ripple through the ionosphere and cause disruption to radio and satellite communications. Oh, it's probably good we're reading this.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So just five
Thanks
days away.
Tell us about that, NASA.
From some problems. The three rockets, which were used in a similar mission during a partial eclipse in October, will be launched from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia, reaching a maximum altitude of 260 miles.
Once up there, they'll take measurements on neutral and charged particle density.
A lot of folks really into this eclipse now. I mean, it's a big deal. 5 days away now.
Yeah. And again, the eclipse day, that's how you remember when We Are Messengers, Ben Fuller and Jonathan Traylor coming to Eau Claire as well. Same day, Monday, April 8th. Looking forward to it. Tickets at WWIB.com/We Are Messengers still for 25% off.